I want to tell you about a client of mine. I'll call him Marcus. He was 47 years old, fit, successful, the kind of guy who ran marathons on weekends and closed six-figure deals before lunch. His wife adored him. By every measure, the man had his life together. And then one night, it happened. He lost his erection midway through sex. Not the first time it had ever happened to anyone, obviously. But for Marcus, something snapped. He didn't just feel embarrassed. He felt so full of shame. He felt like a failure, like everything he'd built, every ounce of confidence he'd accumulated over 47 years had just disappeared. He told me, "Heather, I couldn't even look at my wife after. I just said I was tired and went to the bathroom, and I sat on the floor for about 20 minutes. 20 minutes, sitting on the bathroom floor, alone with this crushing shame that no one had ever told him was coming." And that's where this episode starts. Not with statistics, not with a list of medical causes, with Marcus on that bathroom floor, because I'd be willing to bet that story landed somewhere real for a lot of you that are listening right now. Hi there, and welcome to the Great Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Heather England. I'm a coach, psychotherapist, and certified sex therapist. I want this podcast to empower you to live your best life by creating fabulous relationships and the type of sexual intimacy you truly want. You may have been surprised to see this episode in your feed. I haven't created any podcast episodes in a very long time. To be honest, I got so burned out, and there were so many other things demanding my time. Plus, I was finding the name of the podcast a little too limiting because I was only attracting people who wanted to know about sex or who wanted spicier sex. And in my clinical practice, I was shifting into supporting more and more people in midlife as they work through all of the midlife challenges and crises that we face. I'm currently writing a book about midlife, and I also write on Substack. I'd love for you to subscribe to me on Substack if you want to learn more about creating the best midlife and beyond. The link is in the show notes and the show description. And I write about everything from intimacy to relationships, having purpose and meaning, becoming an empty nester, retiring, friendships, menopause, and learning to love yourself and stop caring about what others think about you. But I've also been writing a book about erectile dysfunction because that has just been a long-term passion for me. So I thought it would be a good idea to share some of my content with everyone because at my core, I really love teaching and I want to help as many people as possible to create the life they dream about. Today's podcast is brought to you by my two on-demand online workshops on erectile dysfunction. The first is focused on mastering performance anxiety, because performance anxiety is honestly the top contributor to ED, and it's the piece that gets overlooked the most. The second workshop is designed specifically for female partners of those experiencing ED, because this affects both people in the relationship, and partners deserve real tools too. I'm genuinely so excited about both of these trainings. The feedback I've gotten has been incredible, and I think they're going to change things for a lot of couples. You can find links to both of them in the show notes. Okay, so let's get into it. I've been a sex therapist for a long time. I've sat across from hundreds of people, and I can tell you that erectile dysfunction is one of the most emotionally loaded topics that I work with. Not because the physical part is so complicated, though sure, there's real physiology involved, but because of what it means to the people experiencing it. And what that means, well, that's where the real problem lives. Here's what I see over and over again in my practice. A man, and I'm going to call all penis owners men during this podcast, a man has one episode where he loses his erection or can't get one. Maybe he was stressed. Maybe he had a couple of drinks. Maybe he was just tired. Completely normal, totally explainable. But instead of chalking it up to circumstance, his brain files it under, "Something is wrong with me." And from that moment forward, every single sexual encounter becomes a test. He walks into intimacy not with desire, but with dread. He's not thinking about his partner, not feeling pleasure. He's not present in his own body. He's watching himself. He's monitoring what's going on with his penis. He's evaluating his performance in real time. And there's actually a clinical term for this. We call it spectatoring. And it's a perfect word because that's exactly what's happening. You leave your own experience and become an audience member, critiquing their performance from the cheap seats. Imagine you're watching a movie, but instead of getting lost in the story, you're in the back of the theater staring at the projector, just waiting for the bulb to burn out. You're not watching the film. You're managing your anxiety about the film. That's spectatoring during sex. You're out of your body, in your head, monitoring your erection instead of feeling anything and really enjoying all of the wonderful sexual cues of being intimate with someone. And here's the really cruel biological twist. The moment your brain registers threat, whether that threat is a bear in the woods or the fear of losing your erection, your nervous system does the exact same thing. Yep, that's right. The exact same thing. It kicks into fight or flight. And one of the first things your body does in fight or flight is pull blood away from the extremities and redirects it to your heart and lungs and your major muscle groups. Your body isn't broken. Your penis isn't betraying you. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do when it feels like something bad is about to happen. The problem is it can't tell the difference between a predator and a performance review. It can't tell the difference between a predator and you being worried about your performance during sex. So let's talk about what's underneath all of this. I call it the manhood myth, and it goes something like this. A real man is always ready. He can perform on demand, stay hard as long as needed, and his sexual capability is the measure of his worth as a man. I have no idea where this story started in our society, but I do know it's absolutely everywhere. In movies, in locker rooms, in the jokes men make with their friends, in the silence when no one makes jokes at all. When you grow up in that myth, your penis stops being a body part and starts being part of your identity. It almost becomes a report card on your manhood. And when the grade comes back less than perfect, whoa, identity crisis, that's not an exaggeration. That's Marcus on the bathroom floor at 47 years old, feeling like everything he was had just been revoked. The thing is, both things can be true at once. ED can have real physical components and be profoundly worsened by the psychological spiral that follows that first episode. In fact, for a lot of men I work with, especially those under 50, the original cause was situational. That means it just was due to a certain situational factor, like stress, alcohol, exhaustion. But the anxiety that developed afterward became the ongoing cause for their future ED. The fear of losing their erection becomes the reason they lose the erection. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's absolutely brutal to live inside of. Let me give you another analogy because I think this one really lands. Think about sleep. If you're lying in bed at 2 a.m. with a big meeting the next morning and you're screaming at yourself internally, sleep, sleep, you need to go to sleep. Why aren't you sleeping? You need to sleep. You're going to be exhausted. Why can't you just sleep? You know what happens? You lay there wide awake. The harder you try, the more impossible it becomes. You only go to sleep when you start to relax. Erections work the same way. They're a byproduct of relaxation and presence. You can't will one into existence. In fact, trying really hard is the surest way to make it more difficult to get an erection. And I mean that in the most frustrating, unsexy way possible. So what do we do with all of this? The first thing is to change the definition of success. For most men I work with, a successful sexual encounter looks like one very specific sequence: arousal, erection, penetration, orgasm. In that order, every single time, full stop. If anything in that chain breaks down, the whole night gets filed as a failure. But sex isn't a single dish. It's a menu. And when you make the erection the only acceptable outcome because you have to have penetration, you have essentially guaranteed yourself a high-stakes performance review every single time you're intimate with someone. No wonder your nervous system is losing its mind. What if a successful encounter meant genuine connection, pleasure, whatever form that takes, feeling close to your partner, being present in your own body for even a few minutes? What if it was just a really good makeout session like you were in eighth grade? I know that sounds, not as exciting compared to what you've been telling yourself success looks like, but I promise you, your partner, if you have one, is almost certainly more interested in you than in how hard your penis is. Most partners I work with describe feeling shut out, not disappointed. They feel like their person disappeared when you stop trying to be intimate because you can't get an erection and you shut down physical intimacy. Your partner feels abandoned. They feel like they're really not that important anymore, like somehow they're not enough for you. And the shame spirals on both sides of the bed, not just yours. Your partner also feels that. And nobody's talking about it, which brings me to something I feel pretty strongly about. This is not a problem to handle alone in silence. Not because you need to announce it to the world, but because isolation makes that shame grow. When you white knuckle through this by yourself, avoiding intimacy, making excuses, managing the logistics of sex so meticulously that there's no room left for actual connection, it gets a lot worse. It doesn't get better. The men who make real progress are the ones who get honest about this with themselves, with their partner if they have one, and often with a professional like a certified sex therapist who can help them untangle the physical from the psychological and figure out what's actually going on. And look, there's no shame in getting help. I say this as someone who has sat in therapy myself many times. Getting support is not a sign that something's fundamentally wrong with you. It's a sign that you take yourself and your intimacy with your partner seriously enough to figure it out. So here's a short version of everything we just covered. ED is often as much a psychological experience as a physical one. The shame spiral that follows a first episode can become the very thing that causes the next one. Spectatoring, the manhood myth, and the performance trap all feed into each other in this exhausting loop. And the way out isn't trying harder. It's learning how to take the pressure off, how to redefine what success looks like, and actually coming back into your body and being present. So my client Marcus, by the way, he's doing great now. He came in thinking he needed to fix his penis and couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. What we actually worked on was how he felt about himself and how he was managing his performance anxiety. 6 months later, he told me the intimacy he and his wife had found was better than anything they had had in years. Not because everything worked perfectly every time, but because they'd stopped treating sex like a performance review. And that's what's possible on the other side of this. Thanks for joining me for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend who might enjoy it, and leave a positive review. Until next time, my wish for you is to create a life filled with phenomenal relationships and fabulous sexual intimacy. Take care. Bye-bye.